Google queries your bookshelf, CERN glimpses a Higgs pair, and the Pentagon's influencer network. Google launched a tool this week enabling AI to query a user's purchased book library, allowing questions to be answered by drawing simultaneously on an entire personal reading history stored in Google Play Books. But Google's product arrives against a backdrop of unresolved legal disputes. The company's long-running Google Book scanning program has faced copyright challenges reaching the Supreme Court level, and a product explicitly positioned between purchased books and an AI query engine lands squarely in contested territory over how text is processed and whether it informs model. The functionality is genuinely novel, asking which of one's own books addresses a specific intellectual question and receiving a synthesized answer across that personal corpus is qualitatively different from a standard web search. Training. The publishing industry, which has been litigating training data questions against AI companies for several years with mixed outcomes, is expected to scrutinize the terms of service carefully. At CERN, the Atlas detector has recorded what physicists are describing as the strongest hint yet of double Higgs boson production, a 2.6 sigma excess consistent with pairs of Higgs bosons being produced simultaneously. The Higgs boson, whose existence was confirmed in 2012 inches, one of experimental physics landmark achievements, is the particle associated with the mechanism by which other particles acquire mass. Observing pairs of Higgs bosons produced together would allow physicists to probe the mathematical structure of the Higgs potential, the underlying field architecture of that mass generation mechanism. At 2.6 sigma, the result is below the 5 sigma threshold physics conventionally requires to declare a discovery and is therefore classified as a strong hint rather than a confirmed observation. The high luminosity LHC upgrade is specifically designed to push measurements of this process into definitive territory. A Bulwark investigation has identified a network of pro-Trump social media influencers with apparent ties to the Department of Defense, reportedly extending beyond the previously reported Jenica Pounds case. The report describes Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as having cultivated what it characterizes as a troll army inside the Pentagon through connections to pro-administration content creators. The Defense Department operates under specific legal restrictions against engaging in domestic influence operations, guardrails embedded in civil-military relations, precisely because of concerns about military resources being directed towards shaping domestic political opinion. Whether the activity described in the Bulwark report crosses those legal lines would require a detailed factual investigation, but the institutional implications of the structural description alone are significant.